To be beautiful is to be healthy. It's time for Beauty Inside Out with hosts Lisa Davis and the star of the show, David Pollack.
I have been obsessed with hair for as long as I can remember. Back when I was a little girl in the 1970s, I was very happy that the hairstyle was long and straight because I would get out my clips and curling irons and this and that. And David, I would go to town on my babysitters. When the Dorothy Hamill haircut came around, I was really bummed because all of a sudden there wasn't enough hair to play with. So I've been obsessed with hair since I was little. How about you, David? Are you a big fan of different hairstyles and colors and things like that?
I'm just thankful to keep mine. It's been but speaking of hair, and I got to say, our guest today goes, I'm going to say, beyond hair. And we have with us a celebrity guest today that I'm so excited, because I got to tell you, if I created my celebrity wish list, this guy works with all of them. And he works with Jessica Simpson, Jessica Alba, Eve Fergie. I mean, the list just went on and on and on. My mouth dropped. And he's written a book, You Are Beautiful, which is an unbelievable. His name is Ken Pavis, and I got to tell you, I'm so excited to have you on. Ken, welcome.
Thank you so much. It's very nice to meet you. You know, one name that you didn't mention in there that I forgot to put in the book that you just reminded me was Dorothy Hamill. I actually cut Dorothy Hamill's hair.
No,
I didn't. Wow. The original haircut, but I have cut her hair, and I have worked with her, yeah.
Oh my gosh, it's so funny because my babysitter, who I haven't been in touch with in about 25 years, got in touch with me recently. She was my favorite, even though she got the Dorothy Hamill cut. So,
well, then guess what? Here, I'll make a deal with you. If I do make it out there, I'm going to give you the Dorothy Hamill cut. How's that?
Oh, God.
Lisa's going to jump on the next airplane and come to you.
Yeah. Would you like the Hamill?
But I don't think it looked good on me.
Wait, actually, you bring up something. Okay, how do you know what hairstyle is good for you? Like, you know, you work with many celebrities. You make them look hot. But tell some of our listeners, how do we know what style fits us?
Well, you know what's most important, and I think that I'm glad that you mentioned that. The most important thing is kind of you need to understand what you're working with. So to me, you know, self-acceptance and then, you know, self-recognition is most important. You have to understand your hair texture and type. That's the most important thing. Throw all the other myths out the window, you know, all these myths about face shape and all that kind of stuff. If it was based on face shape, you'd only have one option of haircut for the rest of your life. Really get to know your hair texture and type, and then you can understand what styles you're capable of creating, but begin there.
Wow. Okay.
You know, speaking of the texture and type, you know, I've got wavy, coarse hair, and I notice that it looks better for me when I have it long. When it's short, it kind of just gets a little too puffy. Is there a good style
gets wide.
Yeah, wide. Yes. I don't look like a mushroom.
Exactly. Yeah, no mushrooms, yeah. No triangle, and we don't want to look like Rosanna, Dana, Dana. So the important
Oh, my gosh. No, it's so funny because I used to say that for years, that if you tease my hair out, I could totally do the Rosanna, Dana, which
is not my favorite.
Yeah,
and I love character, but that's not the beauty look that we want. You know, the reason that you lent yourself towards longer lengths is because it pulls your hair down, and the weight kind of pulls it down and slims out the hair, makes the hair a little bit narrower. But you can also achieve the same thing with somebody who knows how to cut, you know, coarse, wavy, or curlier hair, because you can eliminate some of the bulk in between the hair that then kind of collapses the style and makes it not quite so full. So it's really important to find, and I say this all the time, it's really, really important to be realistic with your hair. You just mentioned it there, exactly what your hair texture and type is. You know what your hair texture and type is like. So when you're looking for a stylist who's great with your hair, you know, a great stylist for you, look around you in your circumference and find other people that have your exact same hair texture and type. So you know you're getting someone that works with it. Don't go find somebody who's got really super curly hair or somebody who's got really super straight hair and then go to their stylist. Really find somebody that's versed in the hair that you have.
That's a great tip. So I need to quit carrying the pictures of Brad Pitt to my stylist saying it make me look like him.
Exactly. Well, you know, the funny thing is, in my book, I say that I look less like Brad Pitt and more like Ellen DeGeneres. So the important part of this is just accept your reality. That's the thing. Don't try and be somebody you're not.
You've hit on something. Okay, but I'm going to leave hair for a minute because it goes beyond that, because you've got a quote that I love, and it says, beauty cannot be bought or applied, only recognized. And you keep touching on that, but where does this inspiration come from? Tell us about that.
You know, I was born in Detroit, and my mom and, you know, my dad worked in the auto industry. My mom is this beautiful, you know, Filipino-Portuguese woman who, you know, worked three jobs, helped me build my first car, you know, coached my t-ball team and all that kind of stuff. But she was and is still to this day the most beautiful woman to me, and she's beautiful for so many other reasons, and it has nothing to do with the outward appearance. Her outward appearance is a result of who she is. So to me, beauty cannot be bought or applied. You know, it can only be recognized or enhanced. So it's about, you know, for me when I was younger, when my mom would get ready, and this was, you know, only for family functions or for a wedding, she would get ready in the half bath and I would watch her. And what I loved about it is that she would spend time with herself. And what I loved about it is she would look, I would just see that she had a sense of pride in who she was, and all the stuff she was putting on or what she was doing, you know, really was just celebrating herself. And that was something I wanted to share with women, was to be able to look in the mirror, love, recognize who they are, be proud of who you are, and embrace that, and then enhance it.
I show that
to the world.
I agree totally with you. I just didn't say it as well as you. And I have a book myself, and I talk about that because I think every woman is beautiful. And how do you get them to see it? And your book, You Are Beautiful. That's why I was so excited to have you on. It's not just the celebrity hairstyle nature, but it's you are more than a creative person. You're more than a visionary. You've got a true heart. And I say that because you've got, really, I want to hit two more quick subjects because we're going to run out of time. But you've got one in a chapter called Beauty Bullying, where you talk about your niece, right, Caitlin. Tell us a little bit about that, because what's beauty bullying?
Well, you know, beauty bullying is something that unfortunately has happened, you know, in this country, where we look at each other, and especially women, and you kind of, whatever, you know, if somebody looks different than you, or you know, if you're not confident in who you are, you have to make her feel bad about herself in order to feel good about yourself. And so I think in accepting you, you can accept other people. And allow other people to be beautiful. And, you know, just very quickly, I think that, you know, it's ironic that, you know, when it comes to beauty, we find the rarer things in the world more unique and more beautiful, rare sites around the world, rare places to go, rare art, rare gemstones. But in beauty, we make it homogenized. We think everybody should look more the same, and we're not as comfortable with unique looks. So to me, beauty bullying is not accepting, embracing, and letting other people be themselves. So to me, I think that we should embrace the uniqueness and beauty, and that's what I'm hoping to do with this.
Hence all the different colors in Caitlin's hair?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, hello. And even the short hair, the big hair, that girl is, I mean, look, I adore her, but she's such an amazing person. She's not defined by her outside appearance at all, and that may be because I've given her blue hair, pink hair, teased hair, cut it too short when she didn't want it short, all those things. So now she's probably like, you know what, none of that matters. This is what matters, you know.
Well, I mean, you have a picture of her in the book, and she's a beautiful young lady, and so I love what you're sharing, and the way is to get that message out there more. But you've also, one of the things you talk about is how to give back.
Definitely. I think that, you know, none of us can deny that we're not here, you know, by any mistakes. There have been people who've helped us along the way. There were many people who were very kind to me, and, you know, Caitlin's oldest brother, who she never had the luxury of meeting, passed away, my nephew Ryan. And there were amazing families and support groups that helped us all along the way, you know, during his illness and everything. And I think it's very important to give back. It's really grounding. And also, you know, you have to realize that you know, I give back because I feel like I'm here because of anyone that's ever recognized my work or appreciated my work. I'm here because of every single one of those people. So it's my responsibility to give back in any way, shape, or form that I can, just out of sheer, you know, gratitude, you know, not to mention that we should, you know, care for each other as well.
Okay, you've got a phenomenal message, and I ask everybody listening to please go to Ken's website. It's Ken Pavis, PAVES.com. Check out his book, You Are Beautiful, because every woman listening, you are beautiful, and you need to recognize it. This is your personal beauty expert who stutters, David Pollack, with my co-host Lisa Davis, and you're listening to Beauty Inside Out on Radio MD. Stay tuned, stay beautiful. Thank you for listening.